Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here, Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. And today I'm going to share with you probably one of the most important secrets to my hypnosis success. And I've had a lot of hypnosis success. By the way, if you're watching this anywhere but CalBanyan.com, bam, you want to go there right now, because in addition to this video, there's literally hundreds of more videos similar to this, and each one containing nuggets that you can use in your practice the very next day. All right, hey, I'm all by myself today. This is a Cal only episode. It's because we're doing some technical stuff, and because of that, and because of Erica's schedule and stuff, we just could not have a co-host today. So I get to have just you and me, and I just wanted to I think the topic suits just us two being together now. Here's the deal. Well, let me introduce myself. I'm Cal Banyan. I'm the developer of Five Path System of Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy, the developer of Seven Path Self-Hypnosis, the mind-body-spirit approach to doing hypnosis, and it is the very first, how shall we call it, antivirus program for the human mind. All right, let me get some things started here. Now, people, this is like 450 episodes we've had. This is like 455, something like that. But let me tell you something. People ask me, how do you keep going? How do you keep putting these things out? Well, there's first a couple reasons right off the top of my head. Number one, I care. This is my profession. This is your profession. You know, when I believe that when I train people, when I give nuggets out there, when our co-hosts help you guys out there, we raise the profession, and it's like the old saying goes, a rising tide lifts all ships, right? So it's because I care about you and I care about the profession that we just keep putting them out. And the other thing is, you know what? We've got a huge topic area. We've got things like, what exactly is hypnosis? What is hypnotherapy? How do you choose a trainer? We have exactly, you know, everything from getting clients to working with clients, getting referrals, and everything that we could possibly want to cover in this profession. And with that being the case, it's just unlimited the number of topics that we have to work on. Now, this is something that is absolutely undeniable. When I started out and when you started out, there was challenges, and there's always going to be challenges. Come this next March, I will have been full-time in this profession for 20 years. I can't believe it, 20 years. I've never done anything for 20 years except, you know, breathe or something like that. All right, so the key word for today is perseverance, to persevere. And when you have challenges, you need to persevere. And the challenges are everywhere in this profession. I just got a real short list here of things. Perseverance in getting trained. You know what? Just getting certified can have its challenges. Challenges of finding the right teacher. The challenge of getting to that location. The challenge of having the funds, having the food, lodging, unless you take it live online. Then it's just the cost of the course. You don't have to worry about travel, food, and lodging. Once you graduate, you have to persevere, because if you don't keep studying the materials that you learned in class, it starts falling out of your head, right? And you don't want that. You want to have the perseverance to go through the materials. Most students understand that in any profession, be it psychology or nursing or, I don't know, blacksmithing, that you have to keep growing in the profession. You have to ongoing training. You need to keep learning. And so that's why when our graduates graduate, they often purchase many support materials so they can continue to review and then advance beyond what we had in the class. Makes sense, doesn't it? All right. I remember when I first got certified, I was reviewing every video I could find, every audio I could find, any book that looked like it would be helpful I was reading. And so the perseverance to keep going. So In addition to learning, there's the perseverance of finding and opening an office. There's the perseverance in marketing your practice. Marketing your practice is not a simple thing. You try different things, see what works, measure it, try new things, keep doing what's been working, and then to come up with new things, find out what other people are doing. And so it's constantly trying new things and continuing. So growing, perseverance and growing your practice, building your skills, and so on. So here's this word, perseverance. And I thought, okay, I know what I think it is. And so I did some research. And basically, the perseverance is steadfastness in doing something despite difficulty or delay in achieving success. Okay. So continuing, synonyms are persistence, tenacity, determination, staying power, indefatigability, which means, you know, even though you get tired, you keep going. Again, steadfastness, purposefulness, and that kind of thing. So, think about that. There's going to be challenges, and if you let them get you down, you're not going to reach the goal. So, I've got some easy steps here. Easy to learn, easy to utilize, but perseverance takes courage, it takes determination, and all of that. And then you can have a practice. Now, the first thing is your goal must be worth persevering. And let me tell you, when I first started off, you know, I had a background in psychology, but I really didn't want to be a psychologist. I had this interest in hypnosis. And so what I did was I thought, maybe I could actually be a hypnotherapist. And I thought about what that would be like, what the lifestyle of a hypnotherapist would be like. I liked it. Working in an office with air conditioning and heat. I was in Minnesota at the time, so in the summer it was hot and humid, and the winter it was incredibly cold. And I thought, weekends off, I like that a lot. And normal hours, morning until afternoon or evening. And working with people, helping them succeed, it was something I was interested in. Bam! So I thought that kind of lifestyle, that kind of profession was worth it. And that got me persevering. But now that I have been a success for many years, I find out it's way better than when I thought what it was going to be like. It is so much bigger. The collegial aspects of it, the satisfaction of it. I mean, I've had clients emerge from hypnosis and say, oh my God, that's the best thing I've ever done in my life. Because you transform them. So you're doing something wonderful for someone else. And, you know, I make a very good income doing it. Also, I got to learn how to become a trainer, a writer, an authority. And so, yes, the goal is worth it. So that's the first thing. You don't want to persevere in stuff that's not worth doing. And I'll tell you what, if you've got the heart and the desire to be a hypnotist, a professional hypnotist or hypnotherapist, same thing, then you know what? It's worth it. So then, one of the things that I did is I had accountability. Now, I've got a built-in accountability partner. I'm very fortunate among men. I have a wife that believes in me. And she says, you know, honey, if you want to do this, go ahead and do it. But then I was accountable for what I was doing. If I say I'm going to do this, then by golly, I better put the very best effort I could go into it, because my wife, who eventually became part of the business, would say, how's it going? And, you know, if I was just sitting home watching TV all day, she goes, aren't you supposed to be working on your business? No, I never did that. But I know that if I slacked off and I wasn't being successful, I'd get that look from my wife. Now, you don't have to have a spouse. And in fact, sometimes a spouse is a really lousy accountability partner. I recommend you let people know your intent. And the very best thing, I've talked about this in other episodes, is to find one person that you say, will you be my accountability partner? And now your accountability partner is not the boss of you. That person, simply you tell them what you're going to do, and then you let them know if you do it or not. And that can be super, super powerful. Another thing is, I like this idea. It's a I love the title. It's a book by Michael Masterson, Ready, Fire, Aim, $0 to $100 million, No Time Flat. Well, yeah, I've not done $100 million, but this idea of ready, fire, aim, instead of ready, aim, fire. And what that means is everything doesn't have to be perfect for it to be effective, for it to work. And some people, they get paralysis of just trying to make everything too exact. You know, you get this idea of what exact is, and once you start doing it, you find out that wasn't correct anyway. So you need to have a high standard, but it doesn't have to be a standard of perfection. If you do, you will not ever get started, or you will pause so many times that you will lose your momentum. Here's another thing. I'm not going to talk a lot about it. I talk about it in other episodes. Gold in, gold out. You want to make your environment one such that positive messages that remind you how important the goal is, and that reminds you that you have tools to do it with. And I call this gold in, gold out. You need to subscribe to things like this podcast. Every week we put out a video where we help to keep you on track. You're learning hypnosis. You're learning about the hypnosis business. If you haven't subscribed yet, you need to send a blank email to videos@calbanion.com right there. Or there's a link below this where you can click and become a VIP member. So cool. In addition to getting a new video every week, you get instant access to all the videos that we have created so far. All right, here's a favorite one. Has anyone looked at you and said, why are you so stubborn? Well, because stubbornness is a component of perseverance. But this is a good kind of stubbornness. Perseverance is a good kind of stubbornness, where you just stubbornly refuse to let delays or distractions or naysayers to get you off track. And so plug into that natural stubbornness. If you've ever been called stubborn, you've got what it takes to make this. Just apply that natural God-given ability to what? To something important, a goal worth attaining. Now, positively biased attitude. You know, no one has a perfect attitude. Some people have a more negative attitude, and some people have a positively biased attitude. Now, the positively biased attitude is where you purposefully make a habit of noticing the stuff you did good. You notice the stuff you did good, you see? It's like mentally you give yourself a star for when you accomplish things. Have little goals along the way to the big goal so you can check them off and you feel that feeling of accomplishment. And when you do that, then you get a momentum going that helps you to persevere. For example, if you've been going to the gym a week and something comes up, it's pretty easy to miss the last week. But if you've been going to the gym for a year, and you're starting to notice some difference, you know, you get some muscles or you're toning up or whatever it is, and then you don't want to miss 2 weeks of the gym because you realize that you'll start going backwards. So you want to have a positively biased attitude. Purposefully look for good things that you've done. Purposefully look for the positive. Purposefully be optimistic. Okay, here's another one. Ignore the ignorant. Ignore ignorant people. There's people out there who will want to tell you, I don't know so much about this hypnosis thing, or, I don't know too much about you going into business. Maybe you should just go get an hourly job. So much more security in working for somebody else, like a big company. Well, if you watch the news, big companies all the time are laying off people. I have friends who had great jobs, and then suddenly the company downsizes, and this security they had. The best security you can have is when you have the best boss you could ever have. And the best boss you could ever have is the one that put you number one, your family number one, and that's you. So one of the greatest things about our profession is it's entrepreneurial. Very few people get hired as a hypnotist or hypnotherapist, we tend to be entrepreneurs. We have our own hypnosis practices. And that's a wonderful thing, because then our success comes from our efforts. And we're the best security. No one can control how much effort you put into something except you. So with that in mind, I'd like you to really ignore the ignorant. There's people that know nothing about hypnosis that'll get in your way. There's people that know nothing about being in private practice. Ignore their input. Now, if this is, seek out experts and authorities in the profession. Find people who've made millions in this profession, take their courses, learn their techniques, okay? That's the people you want to do. You want to visit and study under authorities in the profession, not just people that teach it, but people that do it, supervise it, teach it, are recognized in the profession, lifting the profession. This is the kind of people that you want to emulate. When you look for a school, make sure that that school has the best support system afterwards, because the support system is key in persevering. For example, we have the Five Path, International Association of Five Path Hypnotherapists, the IAHP, and when people graduate, they have 1-year membership, and there's so many things that we do to support them. I personally have called people and says, I hear you're having a problem. I see you got a question on our discussion group, and you're not getting any answers. Maureen helps people with the business end. Our other graduates are Brenda and Erica and Celeste and Karen Hand, and it just goes on and on. These people who are successful in this business go out and help our other students, both at the convention, at Solid Gold, at Solid Gold Weekend. That's the NGH special weekend where just the top hitters, the best speakers from the convention are invited to speak at in Las Vegas. I think that's in February. Go to ngh.net and they always have the information on that. And I'll probably put a link below here on calbanion.com. Okay. You ever heard this saying, failure is not an option? Well, there's this idea of option, and I'd like to take the option out of it. We want success, and I say success is not an option. Success is not an option. For me, success is not an option. Think about it. What does that mean? That means that when you have an option, you either opt in, you choose it or not. I live a success-driven life, and that comes through years and years of perseverance. Be the person who's into that success-driven life, because when you do that in the world of hypnosis and hypnotherapy, you get to send out ripples in your profession, and also, probably even more importantly, among your clients. That when you are a skilled hypnotist, skilled hypnotherapist, what happens is you make changes in lives when nobody else was able to. And what does that mean? That means you change individuals, you enhance families, you enhance workplaces, you enhance communities. And as you do that over and over and over through the years, not only do you have an enriched life, but really the world benefits from it. I have clients come from all over the world, and students come from all over the world, every continent except Antarctica, I believe. And they come because they know that what I do works. And if you buckle down, learn what you need to learn, persevere and engage, do what you've learned, you just become an artist of change. All right. So success is not an option. Success is just something that you and I can do. Another thing, if you've ever gotten an email from me, I sign it off, let's do great things together. Because whenever we put 2, 3, 4, 5 people together, then we are more powerful than an individual. 2 people are more powerful than 1 person plus 1 person. When we get together and work on things, then there's a magnitude of power that happens there. For example, this is the first time I'm ever going to mention it, first time I ever heard. I am currently developing a new hypnotic induction. We're going to call it the 5-path induction, and it is so far testing out phenomenally. So how did I do that? I have almost 20 years of experience. I know why hypnotic inductions work. I know the weaknesses and the power of many different inductions. And so I decided I was going to have an induction that is short, that is super effective, and has none of the negative problems of so many inductions. And so I've got this induction. It's about, it will fit on one sheet of paper, takes people into somnambulism. But here's the challenge. This induction is no good for anybody except me until I've proven that it is effective for other people. There's some inductions where it requires a certain level of finesse on the part of the hypnotist. And I teach hypnotists, I train hypnotists, I supervise hypnotists, I teach at the convention, all this stuff. And I wanted something that you did not have to be Cal Banyan for it to work. So for about 400 words, about one sheet of paper, lots of space around it, it's easy to learn, and it's been easy to supervise, and guess what? Let's do great things together. So I recruited some of my trainers. Would you be willing to test this out? Good. Then I recruited some of the people who are work at our center or I supervise, and they're trying it out. And so far, everybody is blown away with this new 5-path hypnotic induction. So that's an example of working together, doing great things together. We're going to have a brand new, phenomenal hypnotic induction, simple to learn, easy to teach, easy to supervise, and highly effective, proven to take people into somnambulism in about 2.5 minutes. Okay, and that includes deepening. All right, that's it. I'm so glad we had this time, just me and you, to do this. Please leave a comment below and persevere. Don't let the ignorant throw you off track. Don't let delays throw you off track. If you have the heart and desire to become a hypnotherapist, it is a worthy goal. So, hey, I'm going to be speaking at the Solid Gold Weekend, of course, and I've got, that's in Las Vegas, I think it's in February. As soon as I know the date, I'll post it on this page down below. And I want to see you in class, both new people in the profession and people who've been around a while. Love taking my 10-day certification course. We got our next one, January 18th. 2016 through January 29. There's a weekend off in the middle. And then we also have April 11 through 22, 2016. Again, that is a weekend off. And let me tell you something. You can get early registration discounts on those right now. Then in May, this is for people who are already, you've got a practice going, you've got your good basic skills. There is the Week of Power. And this is an advanced hypnosis certification course that both of these include 5-path hypnotherapy and 7-path self-hypnosis. The main difference in the 10-day course, we give you all the basics that you need to be able to do the advanced work that I'm going to teach you. In the Week of Power, May 22nd through May 28th, 7 days in a row, no break, in 2016, guess what? We're going to take you from wherever you are and blow your mind. And this is a promise I make on the first day of class. Whatever you're hoping this class will be, I'm going to far surpass it because I underpromise and overdeliver in my classes. It's a lot of work, but when you come out, you're going to be amazed at the new skills you have. By the way, these classes are offered both on-site here in Tustin, California, and you can take them live online. So contact us right away. We are at the Banyan Hypnosis Center. You can just go to the link below or the information below to get all of our contact information. And I think that's it for now. I want to see you in class. I want to see you at Solid Gold Weekend. I'll see you at the convention. I've already put in my talks for this coming year. All right. Let's do great things together. Cal Banyan, over and
This recording is a property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.